Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.
Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn are back in studio and we're going to take a look at a city break today. Hiya Sarah, hiya Ed.
How you doing, Trina? Lovely to see you again.
Where are we looking at today, Sarah?
Barcelona. We got a great response to the Rome podcast, so I thought we should try another city break, and Barcelona sure is probably one of the most popular city break destinations now.
Yeah, absolutely. The bustling Catalan capital of Barcelona. It is a fantastic destination. I did it again recently and I had kind of thought the last time I went there that was a bit hectic and bustly and a bit too much, and I really enjoyed it this time. Stayed in a different area, did a whole different Barcelona and a much better one, and I was much happier with myself.
That's good to hear, because I was thinking I might have to go back actually, just when we were talking about it earlier, because I just love Spanish cities, but Barcelona wouldn't be the one that I would think would be one of the nicest, yet it's probably the most popular.
It is, and I mean the thing is, this time it was interesting. You know, you hear about like adult only hotels and hotels like where there's no kids and stuff like that, and it's nice for a break sometimes. We all love kids, of course, right? But sometimes it's nice to leave them at home.
Do you know, Ed always looks at me as if I want to bring my child everywhere. I don't. I want the break as well.
That look is not that look, Trina. It's like, I know. No, but this lovely hotel is called the Hotel Rec, right? And it's it is really nice, because I loved it from the fact of view. It's centrally located. It had a lovely rooftop terrace and pool. The rooms were amazing. I had a little terrace in my room. The breakfast was incredible. Really stunning breakfast buffet. There was a restaurant downstairs as well, which was really kind of nice. Really nice people. The staff were great there. I really enjoyed it. One thing I love about it was all kind of, you know, sometimes hotels are all like sort of, you know, a bit dark. It was beautifully done, the way it was designed. You get complimentary cava in the lobby when you arrive, you know, this kind of nice little touches. And the neighbourhood where it was in as well, El Born, is beautiful. I didn't even know Barcelona had this Arc de Triomphe. It has an amazing Arc de Triomphe, same as kind of, I mean, that's how you describe it, as you'd have in Paris. But beautiful area and really, really nice for restaurants and stuff like that. So I really loved it. I did the 2.5 or, you know, the Sandemans, the free tours that you book on. And it was brilliant because you just give tips. And we had a fantastic guide and he was so good that we actually booked another art tour with him. But like you book on and there's people from all over on it. But it was great because I think it was cost us 15 quid for the tours. It was really good.
I think some of those free tours are totally undervalued. Like, we actually did a tuk-tuk tour in Barcelona, and that was one of the things. In fact, that's probably one of the reasons I remember, you know, I wasn't mad about it, because you can't park. They can't actually park in the centre of Barcelona at all.
Because there's so many tours.
So yeah, you're going around these, like, the equivalent of the M50 on a tuk-tuk. It's the most boring. Definitely, I do tuk-tuk tours everywhere. I love them. But don't do one in Barcelona. I'd say the free guided tour, the walking tour, is actually a much better option.
Yeah, and Marcel, he was the guide, right? And he was probably in his 20s. But, you know, we did Gaudi, modernism. We did the actual normal tour, you know, because, of course, Barcelona and the whole Gaudi thing was really good. He took us down we found little architectural treasures. The cathedral is great. Santa Maria del Mar, Playa Sant Joan, and more. Like, there was loads of other ones again. The Passeig de Gracia, the Example District. We saw loads of the Gaudi stuff down there as well. And, of course, the piece de resistance, which is still not finished and will never be finished, the Sagrada Familia, which was, this time I really enjoyed it because we booked the tickets in advance and we didn't have to queue, and it's just something, it's phenomenal. Even the colours inside, right, there's all these reds and blue. Have you been there, Trina, yourself?
I've never been, no.
It's incredible. They started building it years ago and they keep adding and adding and adding to it, but it completely kind of dominates the skyline of Barcelona. It's phenomenal.
I have to say that was the biggest showstopper for me, and you hear so much. It's the most, I think it's the actual top attraction in all of Spain, the Sagrada Familia.
They say they're going to finish it next year, Sarah, I think.
It's supposed to be 2026, but sure, they've been saying that for God knows how long. I think it started in like 1882 or something like that.
A bit like the children's hospital.
Trina. But no, in fairness, I've been looking at it outside and thought it was fabulous and interesting and everything. But when I went inside, like, and I don't get blown away by things like churches and things like that. And Ed is a little bit more cultured front than I am.
No, I
absolutely was blown away. It's incredible. Like the mosaics, the light coming through, the columns. It actually genuinely blew me away. I would say anyone going to Barcelona, if you do nothing else, book the Sagrada Familia and go inside.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it, the clusters of colours that come through the glass panes, the state, yeah. And it's just so modern and old. Like the mix is incredible. And I mean, you can be there. It's great. You could book a guide as well when you go there, which is really nice. You could be there for, like, you'd be happy to stay there for hours. It's not just a church. It's this, it's like a fantasy world that you go into, you know. And of course, the centenary of Gaudi's death will be 26. So it'll be brilliant if they do finish it by then.
Will it be packed in Barcelona though around that time?
Yeah, it's always packed.
It is always busy, yeah.
Like I went, I would say to people, go, like, you know, go off peak, you know, because that's when it's really, really nice and when it's not too crowded, yeah. There, isn't it?
Yeah, or stay in one of those, maybe that neighbourhood you were talking about, just stay a little bit on the outskirts, you know, it's easy enough to get in and out.
Brilliant.
There's a nice, that
yeah.
beach side, the Barceloneta or whatever it's called. There's loads of places outside, and if you are, do happen to be going with kids, you know, you can literally get the train out to Salut, out to PortAventura, the theme park there.
Oh,
you
brilliant,
can,
yeah.
You know, there's loads of things you can do on the outskirts. So I'd nearly say, particularly if you're going in peak time, it's a handy one to kind of go in and out of. Stay in the outskirts and go in. It's great public transport, and loads of things to do on the outskirts. The new camp as well, the Barcelona, the football, for anybody interested yeah. in football, that's another great tour. So there's actually loads of different things you can actually do.
I did a few different things this time as well, really near where I was staying, right? The Museum of Chocolate,
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's a little bit more sophisticated than that, right? But the chocolate is unbelievable. Now, I mean, the cacao, you know, of course, is a native to Spain, but it's native to all of South America. So to tell you the whole history about, you know, the chocolate, the cocoa bean, and where it all came from, how it originated, you know, who brought chocolate to Spain when it first went there. But that was fantastic. With the ticket, you get a nice chocolate bar as well included. The Joan Miró Foundation is stunning. It's lovely, up a little bit higher. If you like Joan Miró and beautiful art, modern stuff, that's great. Montjuic is fantastic. That's a beautiful kind of park mountain as well. There's 14 pieces of architecture there by the Catalan artist. Montjuic, the mountain, it's all up there. So that's really, really nice as well. I loved that. The Montjuic cable car is brilliant. That shows you the whole of panoramic view of the whole of Barcelona as well. So I hadn't done that before, Sarah. And the other one, the Jardín del Mirador del Alcalde, which is a terraced hillside kind of garden. You do beautiful walks up there. That was all very nice. So that was all kind of new stuff that I had done that I didn't do before.
And good to get out of the city too. I mean, I love kind of wandering around. The Gothic Quarter is fab. There's the most amazing tapas bars, and I think it's nicer than the Ramblas, you know, just off that. That would be my favourite part of Barcelona, of the city centre. But I think it's good to get out of it as well. And I haven't been to any of those. That sounds really, really interesting.
Price wise, what are we talking? Is it an expensive place to go to?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of flights there, right? Which is, of course, like all the airlines fly there. So, you know, you have a lot of different airlines. You have 3 or 4 airlines flying there. So the flights are very good. The hotel where I stayed was really nice, about 120, 130 a night. You could upgrade your rooms if you wanted. That was very good. Like, we did a sunset sail cruise, which was like 85, including drinks and food. That was something I'd really recommend as well. I just booked that on Viator. That was fantastic. So, I mean, things like that weren't expensive at all, you know. And I mean, a sunset sail was gorgeous. The other thing that I just wanted to recommend, the Hotel Colón, C-O-L-O-N, the most amazing view overlooking the Barcelona Cathedral. And if you like oysters and a little tassa cava, sitting up there, having a look down on the square, absolutely brilliant. Another brilliant place for food. I went to Casa Leopoldo was fab again for local kind of Spanish food. The Catalan sort of modern classic. That was really, really good as well. So Elsa and Fred, by the way, another place was just up from my hotel. A gorgeous little gastropub. Beautiful, tantalising, taste-budding tapas. That was really, a funky, like, granny's place. Yeah. Elsa and Fred, there's a whole story about that. That's really, really nice. And, of course, the shopping there as well. Amazing shopping, right? Yeah. Like, the shops are just phenomenally good value.
The market is great there as well. If you want to, definitely worth visiting the market. But there's some really cool tapas bars. That Ciudad Condal, I think, is one of the most famous. They do the most enormous paella. It's like literally the size of the studio here. One big massive paella, and there's a guy there. It's just a cool experience. Now, there can be queues outside the door, but definitely it's right in the centre of Barcelona. That's a must do. But that's the one that I remember. I know you've been to a lot more, but the market, I think.
I mean, the funny thing was, like, everyone knows about La Ramblas, you know, and you see it. But I mean, I didn't even go on La Ramblas this time, which was funny. But the market is very good that you talked about there. Yeah. But again, it's, I mean, you know, it's so big. Down by the port is amazing. And of course, it has fabulous beaches as well. Yeah,
there's actually a cool restaurant along the beach as well to mention. Since we're into the restaurants, it's called Escriba and it's right on the beachfront. Loads of tapas, seafood, all that. Really nice on a sunny day.
Super. Sarah and Ed, thanks so much.
Visit barcelona.com, Trina.
Talking travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.